News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Liam O'Neill, former GAA president, good morning to you.
Good morning.
The Taoiseach Simon Harris has said the GAA should listen to the grassroots in relation to GAA Go. What did you make of his second intervention on this matter?
It's amazing, really, that the interventions are coming now when the GAA Go season is almost over. You know, the games that are left now are covered on television anyway, and always have been. And Jen, I think we spoke a year ago about this.
We did.
And I suggested that really the time to solve this was when the games are over. We've almost 9 months to the next series of league games. And it's time people sat down. It's very easy to say, you know, that things should be free. Who is best placed to see that things happen in a country other than a government minister and surely a prime minister? You know, it baffles me that we leave it, we make these broad statements. That's a statement nobody's going to disagree with. And that's populism. And politics and real affecting change is about sitting down and talking and seeing what the issues are here.
So you think the Taoiseach is being populist and taking the easy option here?
Well, you see, it depends, Shane. In fairness to the man, it depends on what question he was asked. Doesn't it? I'm very conscious, and I'm always very conscious of, it's the question that's asked determines the answer.
Yeah, he was asked. He was asked about. I think it was Noel Grealish, on Leader's question about GAA Go. I don't know exactly how Noel Grealish framed the question, but I presume he asked him about his view on GAA Go and the fact that some games were behind the payroll. A paywall, I should say, sorry.
Yeah, and in fairness to the Taoiseach, what is he going to say except what he said? In answer to a question like that, he wasn't going to come out and say, oh no, I think it's fine, and go against what he thinks, and he has stated, is the views of the grassroots on the ground.
I agree with you, and I think this is a complex issue. It's certainly not simplistic. Probably the most legitimate criticism of GAA Go is that the games that have been chosen to go behind the paywall. I mean, everyone talks about the Cork Limerick game in the Munster Championship. Like, how would you respond to that particular criticism?
I respond to it exactly the same way I responded to you 12 months ago. That really people need to sit down and talk. And that's what we said. I think we spoke after a lot of giving out over the fact some hurling games were not on television, and that hasn't changed. And I think that we have to, the organisation has expressed the wish to talk to the Taoiseach. I think that's, the Taoiseach said that, and that's good. And I think people should do it. Okay. And I think the Taoiseach should respond to that. And I think we should iron it out. And if, you see, the issue really is, no TV station can cover all the games. And I think we've accepted that. It's just impossible. And if you want to see a game on television, you want to see your game, if your county is playing. But that can't happen. And lots of counties are left out, even as things are at the moment. All games can't be covered, and all games can't, because there are. Okay. It's a huge logistical exercise to cover a game.
Your message this morning is less war, more jaw, basically.
Oh, listen, let's talk about it. Let's talk about not being this embarrassing situation in another year's time. Absolutely.
Former President of the GAA, Liam O'Neill, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.